Open on generic office building, dissolved to middle-aged businessman Carl sitting at a desk as Jerry walks in the door, and Carl rises to shake his hand.
Oh, hello, Jerry.
Hello, Fartface. Ready for the meeting?
Jerry, so this again, huh?
What's the matter, Fartface?
Jerry, it's been a week now, and I think it's about time you stopped calling me Fartface.
And why is that, Fartface?
Because, for your information, I am not a Fartface.
Yeah, well, that's your opinion, Fartface.
No, that's a lot of people's opinions, Jerry.
Fartface, relax.
Why on earth should I relax now, Jerry? Give me one good reason.
Because I'm just kidding, Carl, I'm kidding. I don't think you're a Fartface.
Oh, well, good. You scared me there for a little while, Jerry. And I'm going to reach for the...
reaches for the intercom.
Okay, Carol, send in Jim Deaver.
Jim Deaver enters, and the two men rise to greet him with handshakes.
Hello, Jim.
Great to see you, Jerry.
I'd like to introduce you to one of the best ones we've got here. His given name is Carl, but he likes to be called Fartface.
Hello, Fartface.
Hello, yeah. Jim, could you plug up your ears for a moment, please?
And he does.
Sure. Sure, Fartface.
Jerry, when you call someone a Fartface in a contained environment, I'll admit it's a funny joke, okay? But to set it loose in a business meeting is damn near unforgivable.
I'm sorry. You're right. You're absolutely right. From here on out, Carl, you are Carl. You are not Fartface.
Thank you. Jim.
Yes, Fartface.
Jerry has something to say about that.
Oh, thank you, Fartface. What is it, Jerry?
That's actually your... I don't know what that's to me. That
yeah,
you're
I don't know what it's... It's about Fartface.
What about him?
No, I mean, it's about the concept of using the name Fartface to describe Carl.
Who's Carl again?
Fartface. Me. I think it might be best if we address Fartface as just plain Carl.
Well, if it's all the same, I'd like to continue calling him Fartface.
Oh, great. Thanks, Jerry.
Look, I'm going to miss saying Fartface as much as you, but it's unfair, because if you spent any time with Carl, you'd know his face does not smell of farts, but rather of face.
Well, odor-wise, I'd agree. But I'm talking about appearance. See, I believe that if a fart did have a face, it would look exactly like Fartface here.
How dare you?
You've gone over the line, Jim.
Well, you served me the Kool-Aid, Jerry. I just drank it.
Well, spit it out.
No way. I don't want to stain Fartface's rug.
Jim, you know full well that the Kool-Aid we're referring to is metaphorical. Spitting out will not damage anything in this office.
Well, tough luck. I love calling you Fartface. It makes me feel good, and I'm not even going to stop. Fartface, Fartface, Fartface,
Jim,
Fartface.
Jim, you're being unreasonable, Jim.
If that's unreasonable, then I never want to be reasonable again. Jim rises, followed by Carl and Jerry. Fartface, 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 Fartface.
You will not do this in my office.
Fartface, 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 Fartface.
Please, please,
no, no,
please.
You will do this.
Please, please,
you will do this
please.
In my office. Wait. What?
Stop that. Stop that. Stop that or else.
Or else what? What are you going to do about it?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing at all. You freaking Fartface.
What did you just call me?
What's wrong? You got fart in your ears, you freaking Fartface?
Okay, just wait a minute here. You're the Fartface.
No, there's only one Fartface in this room, and I'm looking at him, and boy, does his face smell like fart.
Yeah, that's right. He's the new Fartface.
No, he's not. He is a smart face. He is a clean face. He is a tough face. And he is never cry face.
Well, it looks to me like he's an about to cry face.
No, he's not.
Fartface!
No, no. God,
fart face,
no, God.
Fartface, Fartface!
Fartface, Fartface, Fartface!
If you think I'm going to give this contract to two people that just pulled a Fartface turnaround on me, you've got another thing coming.
Well, get ready to never work again, because the whole town is going to hear that you cried in our office.
No!
You freaking Fartface!
Yeah, Fartface.
You're getting shut down because nobody wants to work with a crybaby Fartface.
You're out of business, Fartface.
Get out of here before the stink from your face kills all of my plants, Fartface.
No, no, no. I hate you. I hate you so much.
And he runs out of the office.
Grab my phone.
Carl picks up his cell phone.
Hi, Terry. Guess who was just in our office crying like a little baby? That Fartface Jim Deaver.
Hey, Bob, this is Jerry. Jim Deaver just cried in our office. Spread the word.
K Carol call Tim Jacobs in the county and tell him that Jim Deaver just cried in our office.
Hey, Jim Deaver, we just told three people what you did in our office, you fart face.
Fart face!
He's crying. Go ahead and cry. Oh no, he just shot himself.
That was the stupidest fucking thing we've ever done. I'm sweating.
We haven't done a sketch in like 3 weeks and it was perfect.
I'm sweating from the sweating from the uncomfortableness of that skit. Oh my god.
Oh my god. I was
you just set a new land speed record for the number of times a fart face has been said in your apartment.
We just set a record for the most times it was said on this show in general. Well, welcome to Horse Time. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday, and you know what that means.
It's not.
Oh,
nope.
Oh, sorry. Welcome to Horse Time on the Podzilla 1985 Network. My name is Shannon Young. This is the last show I do. Tonight's my final one. I appreciate you guys tuning in for
the week. Yes, that's great.
The world will never be the same. With me, of course, tonight, I've done every show this week. Also have done every show this week. Double H.
Ah, hello, you bunch of fart faces.
Now, Hunter, when you say a joke like that in private, nah, it's okay. The Kaz Man is here with us this week.
That's clean face. Tough face.
Well, you look like about a cry face. And then live from Merle Haggard's tractor, Tanner Calvert.
This is the stupidest fucking show.
Oh, he just shot himself.
That skit went dark real quick.
It did, very much so. I got some questions.
This sketch is great because visually, when that happens, they literally just run out. They just run out of the...
I saw this skit randomly, and I was like, I've never heard of this skit. It's not a skit I would normally think that I would enjoy, but it's very, very funny.
Fart face?
Yeah.
But, Bill Hader, Will Arnett, and
no, Will Forte. Brolin. Will Forte.
Or Will Forte, yeah. Yeah.
It's because Will Forte and Bill Hader and Josh Brolin all commit 100% yes. to it. They yes. don't stop.
I was very happy to have the Josh Brolin part. Like about the part with the clean face, the tough face. Halfway through that, I realized my vision saw the cry thing, and I was like, "Oh shit, I gotta initiate a different inflection here."
real quick,
yeah, I need to watch this simply so I can see him do this. See Josh Brolin do this.
Oh, it's fantastic!
It really is.
The hero of the skit is Will Forte, though. Like he is so. I love Will Forte. One of the unsung heroes of Saturday Night Live.
He really is.
I am ashamed of myself because I've said that word probably once in my entire life, and tonight I said it about 30 times. I now know no one will ever love me, no one will ever date me, and I am sorry. Quick couple questions on here. First, Allison says, yes. Where is the cat? And now the cat's there. He just appeared out of thin air. I can't pronounce that. Why does Shannon look like a sleazy wrestling promoter from the 80s? I am a sleazy wrestling promoter, and I am from the 80s, so...
That works.
Thank you, Derek Boxwarfer. They knew. We said it before on the pre-show, which, by the way, if you are tuning in on Podzilla1985.com or if you're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to us, you can always check the pre-shows out at Facebook.com/Podzilla1985 along with the live show. I said it on there, and I'll say it again. The only reason that skit is funny is because they were so dedicated to it. They knew it was going to bomb. And they still went out there. Josh Brolin said, let's go out there and shut them the fuck up. And they
feel like you're trying to come up with excuses for ourselves following that skit, like trying to explain why we did it.
Well, we did it because I sent it to Hunter and he didn't get to watch it. So I sent it like three times. I'm like, you've got to watch this skit.
I finally got to it. I think it was last night. Like, it wasn't that long ago. It was last night or the night before. And I kept forgetting to get around to it, but then I did, and I loved it instantly.
It's one of the
freaking fart face.
What's the matter? You got fart in your ears? That's my favorite part.
But Hunter, did you watch the rapping granny I sent you?
Nope. And I will not.
No, it's also funny, but for the a different reason. It's awkward.
Yeah.
It's awkward. It's just awkward. Maria says, you've said it four times that I've witnessed. That's not true. I've never said it before.
If you've been watching this show, he just said it about 16,000 times. You just witnessed.
This is a clean face. This is a tough face.
Smart face.
It's a smart face. So that's the show for this evening.
If you think I'm going to give a contract to these people who pulled a turnaround fart face on me, you got another thing coming.
And this is Josh Brolin before he was Thanos, so it's not like he really had he said it 69 times. Oh shit.
What?
Hunter.
I'm gonna give you the Shaq from that Hot Ones gift.
Hunter. she doesn't even know.
I'm losing my shit over here.
Nasty sex number.
No. I think they had that on South Park once from Brazil.
I just realized what I should have done. What I should have done is been like, this is a clean face. This
is a dumb
face. So, this is a never cry face.
Every time I say something awkward on this show, certain somebody messages me after because they listen to it. And it's the only time they listen is when I say something awkward. So I'm ready for that message.
Did you say something awkward? I didn't hear it.
I 400 times.
That's awkward.
See, Cass, because this is a clean face.
For him.
This is a smart face. This face doesn't say words like that generally. I say words like petunia or megalomaniac. You know, smart words.
Smart face.
Facetious.
Got a smart face. Okay.
He's got a smart face.
Well, I really...
What are we doing?
Okay, that's the show. Great.
It's just the sketch and that's it.
That's the show is over now.
I had nothing else planned. I started my first day at my... Hey, Kev.
Did you hear about this guy?
Hey, you know, what if the moon is made of cheese?
Would you eat it?
I've been going down a rabbit hole the past couple of days, looking up videos of David Letterman. I've been watching nothing but David Letterman and Johnny Carson videos. A little bit of Conan thrown in there, too. And Hunter and I talked about it the other day about how much neither of us really got to see Johnny Carson at the time and how regrettable that is because he was so good. I also don't know why you and Cass suddenly became slideshows, but both of you are kind of like, Tanner's still good, but he's filming on a potato. So
Cass just left. So I don't know what happened there.
Pretty sure he's done with this show.
I'm here.
And I don't blame
him. Now.
I don't blame him.
So why would you watch all those late night talk show hosts when like Craig Ferguson's right there?
Tanner, I watch them all. I just go down a list, and here's where it started. It started with Conan because occasionally I like to watch Conan bits. Lately I've been watching a lot of Hunter. There's a writer on Conan. His name is Brian Stack. If you look him up and see which one he is, he's my favorite one. He's hilarious. He's in some of my favorite skits.
Okay.
He did the traveling salesman. He did the old singing ghost that would show up on the show occasionally. He's absolutely funny. So I watched some Brian Stack stuff, which led me to Conan, which then led me to Letterman because Conan and Letterman were so close. And then Letterman led me to Johnny Carson because Johnny Carson was so close. Craig Ferguson wasn't on there because Craig Ferguson had nothing to do with any of them. That's not to say Craig Ferguson's not funny.
Did you say anything about Carson Daly? What's happening here?
He did say something about Carson Daly when he was talking about Jay Leno getting the Tonight Show back, and there was that big brouhaha. He said, "What you do is you don't." One of my favorite clips. He said, "When you leave, you're done. You leave. You don't sit and go. Well, okay, but I'll be here. I'll be in the lobby if you need me." His Jay Leno was always great. He said, "You go somewhere else. You call CBS. Right, you take my job. You call Fox. You don't take someone else's job, and then everyone's got a show." And he does name drop Carson Daly. Well, sort of. He can't remember Carson Daly's name because who the fuck can? Gina Letterman was great. Letterman's the best. Yes, Allison.
Letterman's good. Yeah, Jay Leno was a prick.
The cat is back just for you. Just for you.
What cat?
Vibe cat. He's vibing next to me.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he? Oh, I didn't turn on the thing.
Vibing right there.
To answer that previous statement, Shannon,
voice coming from ether.
Craig Ferguson.
What's that? We'll say that one more time.
David Letterman had a lot to do with Craig Ferguson.
Not in the Conan O'Brien scandal thing, though.
No.
I mean, again, Tanner, I don't know why you always feel the need to defend Craig Ferguson. I love Craig Ferguson. I love Jeffrey the skeleton.
Jeff.
Sorry, but I love Conan and Letterman more.
Jeffrey Peterson.
And Johnny Carson. If you've never watched Johnny Carson, there's a reason everyone just does a ripoff of the Johnny Carson show. Okay, you guys are just going to leave me here to do this on my own? Me, and
I'm here. No,
and,
you're good.
And Prairie Dog over there. Look, I sacrificed for you guys tonight. I said words that I don't normally say. This is on the internet now. I'll never live it down for fucking forever. They're ever going to know me as a fucking fart face.
That's true.
You said it again.
I'm going to get them all out tonight so I never have to say that word again.
Fart, farty, fart.
Oh, God. I hate this show.
It is the fart show.
No. Oh, don't say that. Don't describe it that way.
It's fart time.
Don't. It's fart time. Kaz, don't you dare make that a hashtag. Kaz, don't you. Ow.
Hashtag cover.
It's happening.
Don't you hashtag that. No, you fucking fart face. Don't hashtag it.
You freaking fart face.
What's the matter, Kaz? You got fart in your ears?
Fart time.
Oh, my God.
You know what? You know what?
Tear Calvert was just in my office crying. Tell everyone.
No! Take that off! Get him off the screen! Get him off the screen!
Bro fart.
Oh, my God. This is a stupid show.
Pro fart.
No!
Shannon, how does it feel to go from legitimate journalist to weenie in the butt in 1 week?
Everybody out there in Podzilla world, or at least the comment section, give us a hashtag pro fart just in the comment section. Just that way it adds to... SEO keywording of this comment section.
You predicted this earlier in the week when I didn't think I was going to be here. You said
it's going to be the Kaz show.
This is going to be Kaz time, not horse time.
Yep. This will be as good a time as any to mention to you guys that tomorrow on the all new No Going Back with Shannon Young, we're going to be talking about police brutality.
There it is.
And we're going to be talking about So that's a good segue. Gina, stop. Don't give in to this dictator.
You know you want it.
I hate it.
Time out. Are you telling me you're doing 6 shows this week?
Yes.
We have fun with that, buddy.
He can't stand the idea that we have the same number of shows. He's got to beat me.
We got 2 of them.
No,
Kurgis is, pop on tomorrow. He's a little toasted. He can't figure out what's going on.
Anybody that wants to appear on the show tomorrow can. You just have to understand that it's probably not going to be a funny show. I'm taking it very seriously, which, again, great way to segue into that from this fucking nonsense that we're doing here, this fucking trash entertainment that we're giving people here. Oh, I know you fans out there, you love to eat garbage, don't you? I hope you get hit by car, you freaking possums.
You freaking fart face.
Fart face.
Oh my God, I hate you, Maria. I want you to know that.
So at some point in time, I'm gonna be streaming either late tonight or early tomorrow, or some point in time tomorrow I'm gonna be streaming MLB The Show.
Yes,
on the Podzilla page. Come check it out.
Yes.
What?
So
hopefully not during No Going Back, featuring former legitimate journalist Shannon Young, who now has to change his name.
Might I suggest a strong name would be something like James Deaver. That's a good name. You could go by Jim. That'd be fine.
Well, my given name is Carl, but I prefer to be Carl. Carl.
Shannon is technically hashtag shark face.
Oh. No!
Yes.
You gotta hit that Jesse when he realizes that he wrote the wrong Disney movie name. No! I legitimately don't think I have ever seen Jesse Kimmel so mad about anything in my life.
He was
that when he realized he wrote Sleeping Beauty and not Beauty and the Beast.
I thought it was Indian in the Cupboard.
Like, don't get me wrong, I'm still salty about that Marvel movie question from a month ago that I missed, but he was just in the moment, just, again, it was Michael Scott from The Office. No!
Wait, what Marvel question did you miss?
The Captain Marvel one, the one about Coulson and how many movies he'd been in.
Oh, yeah.
I was so damn confident, and I completely forgot about Captain Marvel.
Most people did. That's not true.
I like that movie a lot.
It's okay. It's not my favorite one. I thought it was good.
Not my favorite one either, but I liked it a lot.
What is your favorite Marvel film?
Even mine, Winter Soldier, almost definitely.
Same. All right. Well, look, Hunter and I are friends again. All right.
In the top, like, it's so hard to do one movie. I almost always have to go with the top three. So it's that, it's Guardians, and unpopular opinion, Iron Man 2.
That's a weird
I think one. Iron Man 2 is so much better than so many other people give it credit for. And I will be honest, a large portion of that hinges on Sam Rockwell's existence. Sam Rockwell can do no wrong.
What about Mickey Rourke as a Whiplash?
I liked that a lot more than other people did too. I don't think they did enough with it, but I liked Mickey Rourke as the character in general. I liked his presence in the movie. I just didn't think they really gave him much to do.
My top three would be also Winter Soldier. And then I think this is an unpopular opinion too. I don't know many people that like this one as much as I did, but Civil War. I really like Civil War. I thought it was one of my favorites.
I feel like I can't have one if I have the other. Winter Soldier and Civil War feel like they're too interchangeable for me in that way.
And then number three for me would probably be it's probably Guardians 2. Because there's never been a Marvel film that has touched me emotionally like that one did. Yondu is the unsung hero, and plus, fucking Kurt Russell is Ego the Living Planet. I mean, Kurt Russell's badass.
That's pretty great.
That's why his son is the new Captain America. Well,
that's right, Drax. I got a penis. See, that was not so hard.
I've never seen Civil War, so I don't have an opinion on it. It's good. It's not as good as the book. Did you ever read the book, Hunter? The comics?
Yeah. Ooh, I can't agree with you that, though. I thought the movie was significantly better than the book. The book is ooh. Have you read it recently?
No. No.
Yeah. Ooh. Don't go back. It's Asa and Turtles 3.
Really?
You are remembering something that was, at the time, much cooler to you, and you would go back now and go, this is the cringiest thing I've ever read in my life. It is ham-fisted in the worst way.
I liked it, especially because of the Punisher. He had a part in it that I really appreciated. But
I mean, that's still pretty good. That hasn't changed. But as an overall like arc, a lot of it is just... The best part of me about it, actually, I've got it behind me. Yeah, I still got it. Is this book, yeah, The Road to Civil War, the lead-up to it. This is when they... created the like Marvel Illuminati with Reed Richards and Tony and all that. I thought this was pretty cool. I thought the lead end of the story was a lot cooler than the story itself.
Did you ever read 1402?
No. I know of it, but I never read it.
I really like that book. Cass, how you doing?
I'm chilling. Yeah.
My favorite comic of all time, and I have both of them. There's two. It's something that I've read over and over again, because I'm not a huge comic book fan, but I do like comic books. The Long Halloween, which they are making a movie version of. Yeah.
Look up. I was gonna say, yeah. You beat me to it.
The Long Halloween is absolutely incredible. Long Halloween, Maximum Carnage, which I also have the full trade of, and Age of Apocalypse with X-Men. Love all those three are my favorite comic books of all time.
Series of runs you might want to look into as much as you like the X-Men. This bad boy, meow. Astonishing X-Men. This is number one. There are four of these trades. This was Joss Whedon. Joss Whedon was writing at this point in time, and the books took forever to come out. This was long before Joss Whedon was known to be problematic, so you have to, you know,
right,
do the same thing you do with this as you do with Benoit and all that, you know, take a grain of salt with it. But the writing is really, really good. If you can see him writing MCU movies and this stuff long before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that in a good way. I think you would really like Cyclops in these books. He's like super leader, dead serious, taken seriously in a lot of ways. Wolverine kind of becomes comic relief a lot of the time, so it's interesting. It's weird, but I liked it a lot. There's four of these. And then the series, Astonishing, continued after that, but Joss stopped writing for it, and at that point it just wasn't the same thing.
I wish I had my comic books in my office so I could show you some of my favorite ones. Oh, Kingdom Come. I have the Kingdom Come series. That's an incredible book. That was Kingdom Come is what changed my mind about Superman, actually. As because everyone calls me like the big Superman fan. I actually hated Superman until I read Kingdom Come, and I had a whole new appreciation for him. So Kingdom Come is what turned me pro Supes, and actually made me stop disliking Batman as much as I had.
I don't have any Superman books. I used to have a handful, but the individual issues were problematic. I need to get the The Trade, of course. It also has its own issues because The Trade that I really liked, and Cody will know the name, and I don't remember it off the top of my head, was written by Max Landis several years ago. Again, before he was really known to be this issue laden person. But he wrote, I think it was an 8-issue series of just varying times in Superman's life and things that he had done. And I really like that. That was really, he's another guy who's a really good writer and has a whole bunch of issues beyond that. But that was, as far as Superman stories go, that was the one that really got my attention. I've always heard Kingdom Come is good. I've never gotten around to reading it.
Someday,
I need to do that.
Do you know the story of it, basically? Where, new brutal superheroes appear and kind of kill people. And the people are like, yeah, we like this because like, whoa, so someone killed the Joker and now he's not coming back. Sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah,
Why didn't you guys do that?
It's a good story. I also have a bunch of Ninja Turtles comics, and I have a bunch of loose comics. I have a bunch of Ninja Turtles comics. I have a bunch of Ghostbusters comics. I have the entire Amory Wars from Code and Cambria. I have the entire Jubilee series. Very proud of that.
Well, I'm just breaking stuff now.
Kaz is just drinking.
This bad boy right here. There's three of these. IDW's Ghostbusters Run.
Ooh, I don't have any of those.
These are incredible. So they're thick. Like, they're all about this size. This, I think, is the third one, because this is interdimensional crossroad. Yeah, it starts, the first one's called Total Containment, the second one is Mass Hysteria, and then there's this. First of all, the art is incredible. This is a bad one to use. So, at one point in time, they actually... The story brings together the original Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters cartoon, the 2016 Ghostbusters are in there, the Extreme Ghostbusters. Basically, at one point in time, it's just revealed that these are all different dimensions.
I have mash up
at some point.
I have a bunch of individual issues of that, now that you mention it, but I didn't know there was a collection, because that's what I generally like to do. I like to get the collections. I don't like to waste time on trying to get individual ones.
This is the first one, and this was long before they got into this. The art is awesome. The writing is incredible. It's just really, really well done. Eric Burnham is the guy who did the art, if I remember correctly, and he was years ago uploading fan art of Ghostbusters on the internet, and somebody basically just got a hold of him and was like, hey, that's really good. Like, you should do something for us officially. And so as soon as IDW got their hands on the license, they called him up. And it was just, it was a match made in heaven. Those books, before they announced another movie, before they even announced the 2016 movie, if I remember correctly, to me, as much as I loved the video game, those books were the third movie. Because the writing is so spot on. I forget what the guy, who the main writer's name was.
You would consider those the third movie over the game, which was written by the writers of the movie?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, don't get me wrong. The game was incredible, and I loved the game. But there was just so much more going on here, and this guy, what's his name? No, Eric Burnham was the writer. Dan Shaining was the author, or it was the artist. Eric Burnham captured the voice of every character spot on. I read it through the entire time. You can hear the character saying these lines in your head, and it's not out of place at all. It feels perfectly set to those original characters.
Kaz, I have a question for you.
What?
If you could prove one of these two things, but by proving one, you disprove the other, which would you pick? Would you prove the existence of the afterlife or the existence of extraterrestrial life in the universe?
So what you're asking me is, if I prove aliens, it proves there's no afterlife. And if I prove there's afterlife, then it proves that there's no aliens.
Not that one disproves the other, but let's just say that in your search for the truth, by proving one, you also disprove the other at a different point. So basically, you get one and you give one up. Which one would you rather there be extraterrestrials in the universe that we come into contact with at some point down the line, or that there be an afterlife? But again, if you prove...
It's easy. I'd want to prove that there's aliens. Eventually, I'll figure out about the afterlife. I got to die sometime.
You are the first person that I've asked that to that has said extraterrestrials. I think Maria actually changed her answer to extraterrestrials.
I need clarification on this. Are you saying if by proving one, that you effectively disprove the other, you get a definitive answer. One is true, one is not.
Right. It's not that one automatically. It's not like, okay, well, you prove the afterlife, so you've then disproven it. It's just, I'm saying you prove one, and at some point you also disprove the other. It's a fancy way of saying, you know, one is true, one is false. Which would you rather be true? Which would you be okay giving up?
Okay.
Everyone has said the afterlife for the most part, and I get it.
So, of course, I'm the only motherfucker that's the outlier then.
Well, again,
based on the way that you phrased it, I would choose the afterlife. I would rather that be true than knowing that there's extraterrestrial life, because I may never even encounter them. I'm thinking the exact opposite of what Kaz is thinking. I am going to have to encounter the afterlife at some point in time. If I know that it's a factor, then that would be nice to know. Extraterrestrials may never even matter.
Concept of forever sounds like hell to me.
Oh, I'm not saying I want forever. Whoa. Don't get me wrong.
No,
I want to know how it works.
No, I want forever. I would like forever.
I want to know how it works specifically.
Wow.
Afterlife. There you go. Proven.
But if it's just you prove one, but you'll never really know the answer about the other, then yeah, I would go with extraterrestrials because, again, theoretically, there's a possibility I would never know about the other either. So.
Well, hey, come this June, you might know it, because that is when the big story is going to come out about extraterrestrials. That's when the government's given up the beans, as they say. We lost Tanner. It's a shame we lost him at this point. They said the beans specifically, because they're thinking about
those. I think they say giving up the ghosts and spilling the beans. But
well, they're thinking about those
spilling beans. The magic beans, and there's going to be DOS beans. Yeah, giants and geeses.
I ended up working longer today the past couple days than I thought I would, so I didn't get a chance to do this. But an idea I had for the show tonight is, again, I was watching the Conan O'Brien skits, and one of the segments that he had, Hunter, you probably remember this. Did I say Hunter or Honey? I meant to say Hunter.
Both are acceptable.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah, that's correct.
It was
the rest of the show, his name is Honey.
All right, Honey, do you remember?
Fair enough.
It's the celebrity survey where basically they would send out a survey to celebrities that have been on the show, and it was three celebrities, so it was like to relax I, and then one celebrity would say something, another celebrity would say, and then the third one was always the joke one, and it was very funny. But
right.
I thought it could be a fun thing of like asking all of us questions of, to, you know, when I feel this way, I do this. I don't know, just something the crowd can get to know us a little bit better. But I didn't have a chance to write up all the questions, so I didn't do it. Get Tanner's kid out of here.
Yeah, I was going to say, why do you have that hashtag in that picture?
This is what I was aiming for. This fellow here with this.
Replace that second H with an M. I would like to not be part of the hashtag when that picture is shown, please.
Kaz, Zach, if you can get over here in time, I will welcome you to the... Oh, shit, Tanner's here.
He agreed in 1602.
1602. 1602.
What is that?
I said 1402. That's my bad.
Wait, are we just showing off fucking like comic books or something? What's happening? Yeah.
Grab Alexander. That's
well,
there it is.
No.
I'll be right back.
No.
So
I'm aiming
for down here.
Shannon earlier was talking about 1402. It's actually 1602. It's a Neil Gaiman run from Marvel where he wrote about Marvel characters in the year 1602. It's really cool.
Yeah, I always heard it was good. I never got around to reading it. But
this
I
is mean, the first the comic.
Like, let's see.
This is the first probably comic the most... I bought once I started collecting again. And I bought it strictly because it was Marvel.
I don't know.
But yeah, I bought this strictly because it was Marvel, and I was really into it at the time. And also, it's Neil Gaiman, and Neil Gaiman is my favorite author. So
I got a fairly decent little bit of a comic book situation.
Hold on.
Sarah got this a long time ago, and we've never gotten around to reading it, but evidently it's really good. The whole thing.
Here you go. Oh, wait, I need to remove Hunter's Honey.
Yes.
Even though I do agree with it.
You'd be a silent appreciator. Hang on, what am I looking at? No! That's
yeah.
good. That's name brand advertising right there. That's good stuff. I don't think I have any. No, wait, I do have some civil issues and stuff.
What is this? This comic was 25 cents in its day. Oh, hold on.
I forgot Sarah had this.
Wait, where's Shannon go?
It's a labyrinth.
Oh, labyrinth. There you go.
Yeah. That's Sarah's. That's not mine. She's got all the pops and everything.
Okay.
Oh, so, there it is.
Action Comics.
Yeah.
DC, baby. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this DC logo.
All right. So I a lot of my comics are under other comics and they're heavy, but I wanted to bring a couple in here that I really love to show everybody. Tanner, you might have this one. Batman Vampire.
I don't. Actually, it's one of the ones I wanted.
Love this one.
I've read that. I don't have it though.
Love that one. Catwoman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, Tanner, does anybody have this one? Darkwing Duck, The Duck Knight Returns. Whoa. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Oh, you got Justice League. Look at that. Hold on.
Justice League Power Rangers.
Here we go.
It's Justice League meets the Power Rangers.
This is my Snyder cut.
Hunter, this is what I was talking about earlier. If you ever want to borrow it, you absolutely can.
Yeah.
Kingdom Come.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like I said, I'm extremely aware of it. I have not read it.
Tanner, this one's for you just because I wanted to show you that I also 1602.
Is that the trade?
Yeah, the full set.
Oh, I need to borrow that.
I don't think I have anything I didn't already. Wait,
what is that? Power Rangers? Justice League. Is that Sandman over there too, I saw?
Overture.
Yeah.
If we're gonna do mashups, I see your Justice League Power Rangers and I raise you significantly.
Oh,
this bad boy right here.
I've got the Batman Turtles. I don't have Ghostbusters Turtles.
This is good stuff.
Also, we were talking about Joker earlier. This is my favorite Joker book I have. I know everyone says The Killing Joke, but actually The Man Who Laughs is my personal favorite
one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Man Who Laughs, I think, is a better story overall. Killing Joke is like the critical one because it's so important.
The many deaths of the Batman.
Look, he's dying right here. Look on the cover.
And then Hunter, this one of course is for you. X-Files season season 10 volume 1.
Oh, here we go.
No!
Ha!
That's nice.
Clerks.
I like that. 37 in a row?
I have I think it's Ghostbusters, and it's a multi story. There's a Ghostbusters and they meet the Transformers. There's Ghostbusters and they meet the Turtles. I gotta go find that. I think I should have it. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, they're short stories. But it's like maybe it's the X-Files meet the Transformers. It's something like that.
This is one of my favorite covers.
See that too.
I haven't pulled some of these out of this bag
Deadpool.
In probably a decade.
Deadpool Back in Black. It's when he gets the Venom.
Oh, movie. God. Okay, now this show has just devolved into us showing each other comics that we've got.
This is just Nerd Up now.
This is just
There's
nerd
no
up.
Reason to be well, Nerd Up on Monday.
But it's
a better Nerd Up. Okay. Is Clerks a movie or a TV show? Yes.
Both.
Correct.
It was both. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
The TV show was not great. Daredevil,
right? Daredevil.
I love Daredevil. Shit. All right. I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a couple more comics. Be right back.
Oh, hold on. I got the
most you need in the way of Daredevil stories. Just get this. That covers everything.
That's a good one. Oh, I got that one. That's a good one.
I got it.
Hold on. I think this is the only Justice League one I got.
Oh, God.
Yeah. A little old school there.
I've got so many Assassin's Creed comics, I didn't realize.
I don't think there's anything else I need to actually show off.
I just realized I got Gambit comics.
Comics?
Straight up Gambit comics.
Well, we know what the hashtag should be for now.
I don't even know what this one is. This one's called Thunderbolts.
Oh, that's the the hero, the Marvel Suicide Squad, basically.
There you go.
Villains that used heroically.
Okay, so I didn't want to just turn this into an entire comic show.
Tanner, don't look.
Oh,
what? Take it away.
Oh God,
Bat Predator. Have you seen the new Batman versus Predator? It's Batman and Matt Gaetz.
That's a predator. That's a predator for sure.
Batman comics.
Damn. All right. So I don't even know how.
I didn't want to bring up everything I've got, but Hunter, this is the book I was talking about. It's called X-Files Conspiracies. Part two is Ghostbusters. Part three is the Ninja Turtles. Part four is Transformers. Oh, nice. And then part five is The Crow. That's pretty neat.
Who did their book? What publisher is that?
IDW.
That makes sense, because again, I knew they had, you know, Turtles and Ghostbusters and all that. Yeah, I'd like to read that. That would be interesting.
Holy shit.
Michaela, what Funko Pops do you have? I also have Funko Pops. Oh, that's some old Avengers right there.
1965.
Good Lord. You know what comic I wish I still had?
1965.
Did you read many X-Men comics when you were younger? Because
not as many as I should have.
There was an X-Men comic I had. It's my all-time favorite issue of any X-Men comic. They were going to go fight Magneto. And it's the one where Wolverine decides to get his balls up about Magneto. And Magneto literally pulls the bones from his body.
Yeah, pulls the adamantium out.
That is my favorite comic. Yeah. That's when I realized that Magneto was a bad ass.
First comic I ever bought, 93.
Was that at Jay's Bodie's drugstore?
I think Bodie's drugstore. Yeah,
yeah,
it was either that or it was Jimmy's IGA.
Yeah.
That's
where I got a lot of my comics.
All my comics as a kid came from Wonder Marketing Carol.
Mine was all Bodie's. Yeah.
Stories Marketplace in Sykeston. I used to have all of the Sonic the Hedgehog comics.
Oh, Archie yeah. Comics. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, I love those.
Long ago lost that stuff, but I had the first 100 of them. I mean, every single issue, and I'm certain now they would be worth
what the
Leonard Nimoy's Primordial.
Oh, Kaz, no. Kids got to learn about Tech War.
Thank you for joining us.
Kids got to learn about Tech War sometime.
In here.
I also have the entire Witchblade series, but I didn't want to show that because that's too sexual.
Same thing. I was waiting on you to tell me that we still had 10 minutes left in the show.
Same thing with
Look to the Stars.
I also have a. Do you remember Danger Girl?
Vaguely.
I have one of her figures over here too, Abby Chase, and I have the entire set. It's not a great book, but it Bruce Campbell was kind of part of it, so that's why I bought it originally. It's very sexualized, but it's like Totally Spies if it was written by an adult. Remember Totally Spies?
No.
Okay.
Holy butt.
Okay.
Cass said, "Holy butt."
What? Hey, there's Lindsay.
What, fart face?
This is one of my favorite covers.
Cass, are you looking up the price of that?
I'm looking at the date.
Red Death. What's the date?
1976.
It's a good year. Lindsay says,
that's newer than the ones you mentioned earlier.
Lindsay says, I have the worst comic. I still have an issue of the New Kids on the Block comic from the late 80s. That's pretty bad.
Oh, that's pretty bad. Yeah.
I forgot to show this one to Shannon.
Well, of course you've got Casper. It's you. That's you. Wouldn't. You're a ghost. You're a ghost.
He's a goddamn ghost.
He would rather know about the existence of himself than aliens.
I think half the shit I got here is either Batman or Sandman.
I have mostly X-Men. X-Men and some Batman, which is crazy because I'm not a huge Batman fan. But I love the Batman books. I think Batman, his stories are some of the absolute best.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, not just the Long Halloween. I have the whole trilogy of Long Halloween, Haunted Night, and... whatever.
Dark Victory.
Looking at it. Yep, that's it.
I was going to say, mine also, I don't have nearly as many comics as I made myself out to sound like I do, but most of what I have back there is Batman stuff. It's those three. I'm sitting on Hush, also.
I have Hush.
Court of Owls. Yep.
Oh, I don't have Court of Owls. Oh, no, I do have Court of Owls, because that's how I got my first mask for CCW. Mask yep, the owl mask, neat. Absolutely.
Hey, I got some cool pictures.
I actually have more X-Men than I thought I would, because I have four of the Astonishing X-Men books.
Most of the comics...
But after that, it's just like single-issue things.
When I bought comics as a kid, I almost entirely based my comic purchases based on the shows that were on. So I bought Batman comics because of the animated series. I bought X-Men because of... Right. X-Men series, and then Spider-Man the same way. The only one I didn't buy was Fantastic Four, because even when the Fantastic Four cartoon was out, I didn't care. I thought the Fantastic Four were boring.
my cousin Ben is, I guess, 3 years older than me, and therefore was the coolest person I knew. And so whatever he was into, I was into, which meant I bought a lot of Spider-Man comics at the time, which, I mean, to be fair, it was a good time to be buying Spider-Man comics. But it didn't last. It was one of those things that at the time I kind of just stopped buying single issues. I didn't really start getting this stuff again until, I think it was when Barnes & Noble moved into the mall. And then I started picking a lot of these things up.
I have, I used to have a ton of Punisher single issues, but it's, I found it really hard to find Punisher tradebacks. I've got three or four now, but I honestly, I could not tell you a single Punisher storyline. Not a single one.
He
shoots people and they die. There's one where he fights Eminem and Eminem ties him somehow. That's true. That's a true story. Most of mine were X-Men and I could say
rapper.
Yeah, like they had a crossover. Eminem was in a Punisher comic.
I can remember, though, thinking about how much you like the Punisher, why you would have liked Civil War so much at the time, because he very much gets to work with Captain America, gets very excited, immediately murders two former villains who are helping them, and then immediately gets kicked out of the group.
That's my favorite part of the book. So the Punisher, Captain America and the Punisher walk in on their like the secret meeting place. Punisher spots two low-level villains and just guns them down immediately, and is like, a villain's always a villain. And Captain America beats the shit out of him, man.
And then ejects him from the group instantly
after beating the shit out of him. And
at least he was committed.
He
went full fart face on him.
That's tough face to you.
And
smart face,
clean face.
No, clean face.
He was such a fan of Captain America. The reason that he didn't fight, he never fought back. He said he respected Captain America too much. So when Captain America beat the shit out of him, he didn't lift a finger. He just let him beat him up. And then he would go on. He would go on to become Captain America briefly, or at least sort of. He had the Captain America outfit. I thought it was badass. I wrote an article about this for Blogzilla, that after Captain America died, you know, that big thing and who was going to take the shield. I suggested that the Punisher was the perfect Captain America, because the Punisher represents Captain America now, not the idealized America is great. We're going to beat all the other countries and go team go. But that cynical, you know, kill the enemy, that is America now. Punisher would have been the perfect Captain America.
But they already had that in U.S. Agent. Coming back to Falcon and Winter Soldier, they already had that. John Walker as U.S. Agent was that version of Captain America. That was the thing.
That's true.
Thomas Jane.
Frank Castle as the Ghost Rider was a lot more interesting, if not the most weird, ridiculous thing you've ever seen.
So weird. Is he still Ghost Rider?
No. Okay. No. But then he was like Cosmic Ghost Rider for a while, and it was just,
The Punisher is a simple character. He is an anti-hero that kills bad guys. That's all he needs to be. He doesn't have to be the Cosmic Ghost Rider.
Spider-Man was just a dude who got bit by a spider, and he could do that stuff. And then, like, eventually there was, like, the web that connects the worlds and, like, the
Madam
spider
web.
Totem, and everyone's got to be a spider. That is so stupid. Get out of here.
Get that shit out of here.
I hate it.
Just like when they said the Joker was an immortal being. And that, do you ever read that comic where Joker was immortal? Get the fuck out of here.
A while back ago, because every day Facebook's got to tell me all the stuff I said that same day 10 years ago that I then go, we'll get rid of that.
Yeah,
that was dumb.
I hate that.
Recently I had one where I remember when I first started working at the radio station, I was part-time. Actually, when I first started working there, I was an intern. So I went from intern to morning show host in a couple of years, actually, because I did that for like 8 years. But anyway, when I first started in there, occasionally I would fill in for whoever was at the front desk. Like when I was part-time, it was literally just fill in wherever you need to. And so when I would fill in at the front desk, there was nothing to do but answer phones and forward phones all day. I mean, that's all you did for 8 hours a day. So having, you know, unfettered access to the internet and being extremely bored, I spent a lot of time on Wikipedia looking up comic storylines I had missed, because they give the best summaries. Yeah. You don't have to go read the book. You don't have to spend a bunch of money on it that you can't find it. You just read the story of the, and you know what happens. But I remember one day I had just gone like way too long down the rabbit hole. And in this Facebook post, I took a clip, like an excerpt, you know, a little blurb from one of the articles. And it was about this story. I think it's when Joker gets Mixxpitalik's powers and like starts just ruining reality in general. And so this clip was like, you know, soon at the end of the universe, Superman finds himself existing in nothingness, trying to put together the miracle machine or something like that, in a last ditch effort to stop the, you know, God Emperor Joker. And I remember going, look, as somebody who reads comic books, you read this and do one of two things. You either go, okay, yeah, that's sure, that's fine. Or you go, you know what? It's time to get a real job. It's time to grow up. I'm past this now.
Skinner's jumping out of that window. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And in that moment, I remember thinking, maybe this is the time to let this go. Maybe I'm done with comic books for a while.
That just reminds me of Alan Moore. Is it Alan Moore, the dickhole? Yeah, Alan Moore.
Yeah,
who absolutely hates comics, even though he writes them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Thinks that the
movie. Yeah, I think he's the guy who would read that and just hate everything about it.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote, 300? He wrote that one horrible Batman story.
He wrote Killing Joke. He wrote Watchmen. I mean, he wrote some great, great stories.
Oh, yeah. The Watchmen right behind me.
The problem is he's just a giant dickhole who...
Yeah.
He also said that he's never seen any of the movies based on his work, but he knows that they're the worst films of all time. He's such an arrogant ass. Like, fuck, I hate that guy so much. That's separating the artist from the art right there, you know? Anyway, kids, I think we should leave it there. Mostly because now we can go play Call of Duty. We've stalled for enough time.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. What's happening? We have triple-double to hit, and it's got to happen.
Oh, there's a show going on.
Yeah. Well, not really. Michaela wanted to let everybody...
I forgot.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to us on Podzilla985.com, if you're watching us live right now, Michaela wants to wish all of you a happy National Horny Day. So...
Is that a thing?
Nope. She says it is. Nope. That's what she says.
Nope.
A national, bye, everybody.
I don't believe her. I'm looking it up.
I don't know about that.
What? Kaz, you distracted me so much. You made me type in National Herboo Day.
Herboo. Hold on. I got more where that's from.
No, Michaela.
Look at this guy.
Tomorrow is National Horny Day, you liar.
I'm glad we're not doing a show tomorrow. Not doing a show tomorrow.
Oh, shit, it's Tanner. I don't get it either, Tanner. I don't find the humor in it, I'm going to be honest with you.
Hold on. I got Shannon right here.
Oh, boy. that was me earlier when Hunter was like, let's do this skit.
You're fart face. Face. Fart face.
Zach Kurgis says he's almost to my house. Hey, there's Zach Kurgis. Just give him some long hair. Have him hit the blunt too hard.
Wait, is he coming near?
He said he is, and I almost don't want to get off the air because if he comes in, I want to display him. Isn't that all real monsters?
That might be me. That could be me. That could be you. I'll take that.
Oh, Cash, look up a picture of the boogeyman from the real Ghostbusters. You want to see something terrifying? Oh, okay. Okay.
It's terrifying, Pac-Man. Right?
That's Pac-Man. This is just Pac-Man. Spocko.
Spocko. There's terrifying monsters.
Kaz is by. All right, Zach. All right, we'll stay on the air until Zach gets here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wait until Zach Kurgis gets here. He's at Dirt Cheap, which is like 5 minutes away from my apartment. So everybody's visiting Shannon's apartment today.
This is for you all.
There you go.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
That's good stuff. It looks like Kermit as a Ninja Turtle.
Oh, hello there, Michelangelo.
Donatello here. Hello.
Here, I've even got Angry Birds.
Isn't that your profile picture? Isn't that what that one is?
I think it's one of them.
Hi, Lindsay. Some of them. Lindsay, you want to jump in here for the last couple minutes too? Just get a real party going. Are you well
might
enough?
As well,
yeah, you might as well come in. Why do those look like something a therapist shows you and asks you what you see? That actually has a name. Hunter, tell them what the name of those are.
What is it?
Rorschach test.
Name of what? Huh?
The Rorschach test.
Oh, I didn't hear all that.
Is that BoJack Horse Time?
It's BoJack Horse Time.
Horse Time Live. Hey, remember when we bothered calling all of these live because we were like, oh, when we do it here, it'll be live, but sometimes it'll just be on the podcast, and now it's all just this.
There have been plenty of times where I've thought to myself that we'll stop doing the live shows and just go back to doing the podcast like we used to. Now that we've tested it and we know it works.
So much easier. Yeah.
Have y'all actually recorded something that wasn't live?
Not since we started.
In a while?
No.
Oh. No.
The sound quality is not as good as when we recorded all separately, but being able to interact with people when they message us on there, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. I don't want to give it up, but also I do.
I also like not having to
record
mix down everything on GarageBand and all that. Yeah, that's kind of nice.
Get halfway through it.
Go ahead, I need to point out that Michaela said
he's trying to make the Reaper bit. It's fine. Move on.
These look like what a therapist shows you and asks you what you see.
Yeah,
that's a Rorschach test. Yes.
Hey, Lindsay Wolfgang. Hey. How you doing?
Zach's going to walk into the background of her apartment any second and be like, oh, I'm in the wrong place.
Wait, is Zach here? Where's he at?
Top right
corner. He's going to be in Shannon's place soon.
Lizzie.
I have no enthusiasm. I'm sorry.
He might be knocking at my door. Hold on. He might be knocking at my door.
No, my door is locked and he doesn't have a key.
That's never stopped him before.
See,
I don't know what that means. I don't know Zach to break and enter. I don't.
His M.O.?
Can't vouch for that.
You mean he's not into a good B&E?
I don't know, man. Wow. Bacon and eggs are my favorite, but I don't know about him.
I had biscuits and gravy last night. Brenner's good.
There's got to be somebody there. I started to say,
ladies
that took too long.
Special guest for the evening, Mr. Zach Kurgis back here behind me.
There he is.
Everybody's
hey,
just,
Zach.
Zach brought a... speaking of comics, Zach brought this one. Trick or treat. Trick or treat.
That's so pixely.
It's so blurry.
It looks like Minecraft.
It's trick or treat.
It's not helping it.
Minecraft, the comic book.
It's trick or treat based on that horror movie, remember, Lindsay? Trick or treat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. With the little.
Zach is.
The smaller the lenses get, the more. Hey, there you go. Okay, now you're not.
Are y'all about
to. You look like Zach showed up and suddenly, like, legally, they had to blur him out. That's what it looked like.
There's too much weed in that picture.
I don't know if Zach can hear you. Hold on. I'm going to hold these up. So here we go.
It's like they're about to have a Call of Duty LAN party.
Yeah.
All right.
Zach, does it feel right to be in this room with all these colors?
Wait, hold on. You're going to hear yourself, though.
Oh, no. You got to pause that. You got to pause that.
It's so professional.
Hi.
There is so much inception happening on this damn episode. Like between.
This was an hour ago with me there.
Holy. Oh, that's right. You were at Shannon's house.
This is the second person on the show that's been in my apartment tonight. Yeah. This is weird.
You're going to have him give a
walkthrough. What you got to do?
Wait, does this mean we have to stay online? We have to stay live until Zach gets back home?
No, we have to stay until Lindsay comes in and we'll just have a party here in my apartment.
She's here right now.
I'm not coming down there. I'm not spreading my germs.
I appreciate that. All right. Well, guys, this is as good a time as any to end it now that it's a full party. Zach Kurgis making his return to Podzilla 1985. Zach, in one of the most awkward episodes of all time, when Ethan asked him, what's it like to be a Christian?
Oh, that sounds like a fun conversation.
It was great. All right, guys, we're going to get out of here.
I think I got some Easter pictures we can. Oh.
What? No.
I know that worm.
That's a worm.
Hello.
What's up, big perm? I mean, big worm. Big worm.
All right, guys, we're going to get out of here. We're going to, I don't know what I'm going to do with Zach. We're going to
adopt him.
We're going to head out for myself, for Hunter, for Lindsay, who's joining us briefly, for Tan Man.
I'm going back to bed.
For the Kaz Man and for Zach Kurgis. Thank you guys for tuning in to an all new Horse Time.
Broke it.
Whoops.
Got to catch them all.
I don't think that was supposed to happen.
In the face.
Oh, that's it. We got to get out of here. That turtle's dead. That turtle's dead. Bye, guys. Have a good night. Hunter, take us out.
All right. See you later, you friggin' fart faces.